Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's talk about the All-Star Weekend, the NBA. I just thought it was an incredible weekend.
I should be the MVP, as always.
And there's, you know, I think with the state of the NBA, there's so much chatter about every single conversation that took place. Oh, KD and Kyrie are talking. Okay, are they talking about going and playing for a team together? Well, this guy's talking to this guy, or you know, what's Anthony Davis's situation? I mean, there's all this drama in the league, which I think is very healthy and good for the league because it makes every team think like they have a shot, or there's just excitement and intrigue. And on top of that, you had just a fun weekend overall, and especially for the Mavericks, who are in this unique situation where they've got a true GOAT in Dirk Nowitzki on his way out, while this baby GOAT, potential GOAT, has arrived on the scene and is having one of the greatest rookie seasons in the history of DFW sports. And so it's an eclipse. You got one going out while one's coming in, and it just looked like, you know, you were there, Skin. It looked like the Mavs owned All-Star Weekend.
I mean, it was certainly the central focus for me and, the people from the Mavs and Fox Sports Southwest that were out there. I'm just so happy that it worked out in a real positive way for Dirk. It was so funny that the three-point shooting contest started with him playing grab ass and waving to people in the crowd and not knowing it was his time to go, and then panicking, and then like frantically, like his first rack, he even said, was a disaster because he didn't even realize it was go time, and he's waving to people in the crowd. It's like, oh my God.
Okay, right before he started shooting, he was waving?
Yes, and it was like, oh, I'm going. Oh, crap. And, you know, he had a bad first rack. He got back into it. I know he beat Seth Curry.
Did he have 17?
17. I think he beat Damian Lillard. I think he had 16. But, dude, there was some great shooting, so he wasn't going to make the finals. But I think, you know, based on just listening to this station, I think he had a much better showing than people thought he was going to have. I mean, I can't tell you. Most people I talked to thought he wasn't going to be able to finish, you know, get all the shots off. And he did that no problem.
Yeah. No problem.
Do you really think I'm done?
He laughed about that, too. And I think he was hustling a little bit more just to make sure that he did.
He had a funny line. He said, I hustled more than I do on transition defense.
So great.
In order to get all those shots off.
But, yeah, and then to come in the game and hit three bombs. So he makes three threes in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It was great. And his teammates went out of their way to hook him up. I mean, you know, when the Blake Griffin, Dirk Nowitzki two-man game is unfolding on the right side of the floor, there's a conscious effort. Mm-hmm. And then he drained it, and it was a bomb. And then the second shot was way behind the three-point line. He got a great screen from Russell Westbrook and then hit another three. And so there you go, 3 for 3. And it's not even a full 3 minutes. 4 minutes is like 3:46 or something like that. And then we talked earlier, there's a J. Cole concert, and it went on for about 7 hours. So he didn't play in the second half. But I think he got out of it everything he wanted to get out of it and then was able to fly out last night. You know, didn't even have to spend another night in Charlotte. But he felt the love, whether it was Karl Anthony Towns talking about how great he is, or Joel Embiid, or Vucevic, or any of these guys. This is like, you know, a lot of the generation of bigs that were influenced by him. I mean, think about what it's got to be like for him to be sitting there and Joel Embiid is talking about, I used to run out there and practice your fadeaway shot. You know, it's got to make him feel really good, because I think when he was in his late 20s, he probably didn't feel as respected by his peers as he should have been. But then here he is now, and it's all the people that he influenced, and they feel like he's a god.
It's so authentic.
It's so authentic and awesome. Yeah. So he had a spectacular weekend, man. It was all great stuff for Dirk.
Can I say this strange headline on Sports Day?
Yeah, well, let's hear it.
What is this salty discharge? Dirk Nowitzki's impressive all-star shooting had NBA Twitter in its feelings.
Are you sure we can say that on the air?
I can't wait. There's a drop interview nugget forever. How do you answer that?
Who got away with that headline? I don't understand.
Hey, tough times for the print industry right now. You got to do whatever you can to attract some.
What's crazy is,
that is salacious.
Well, what's crazy is in this, it's just talking about people being in their feels and getting a little sad. Because Dirk was so awesome. And it has a tweet from Luca. It has tweets from TNT, Mark Cuban, SportsCenter, Michael Young, Tim Hardaway Jr., the Dallas Mavericks, and our own Jeff Skinwade.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you're, you said that you were involved in that seedy.
You're involved
operation.
In the salty discharge, and as we were expecting.
I was trying to be extra clean last night with my tweeting, sir. I don't know about you. I was worried about a good strong talking to. So
that is a weird headline.
I just tweeted Bible verses last night.
They went from the window to the wall, and they found a lot of different people tweeting, and they added all their tweets on here. Tweet, 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 tweet.
Hold on.
What?
What is happening over there at the Dallas Morning News?
Who's the guy? He's sitting there at the cubicle. The guy's got a great headline for this Dirk piece. I can't wait to get it up. What do you guys think about salty discharge?
Maybe they lost a Super Bowl bet.
Well, guys, as you know.
God, they're going to have to get an NBA investigation over there.
The whole point is that everyone got overly sentimental. And Yahoo Fantasy Sports had a Seinfeld episode where he said,
"Nothing for you.
What is this salty discharge?" And he's crying. And the point is, he's crying.
So he saw it and made him cry?
No, he's like, he's crying unexpectedly, and all of a sudden he's tasting his tears, and his tears are salty. God.
What is this salty discharge?
I wouldn't have gone there if I was the morning news. I would have gone with a different one, but that's very edgy and very bold. Can I take this in a weird direction?
No. What is this salty discharge?
Please. You already have a drop.
Yeah.
Let's hear that again.
There's some things you prioritize.
What is this salty discharge?
Man.
So great.
So I'd like you guys to go. I'd like you guys to all unblock me on Twitter.
Okay.
And go to @SkinWade and look at what I just tweeted out. Because last night, after the game, we got out of there about 11:45 East Coast time, and I got to get up at 7:15 to go to the airport. But I'm all keyed up because we just interviewed Dirk and everybody's in a good mood. I'm like, man, I need a couple beers. So swung by, grabbed my wife. And we headed over to a chain bar right over by our hotel. Just try to get a couple beers in.
Mm-hmm.
And at 1:45 at night, she goes, "Oh, my God, that guy looks exactly like Kip Dynamite." Oh. And I looked over, and you could see the picture I tweeted out. That was the best picture we could get to where I think he knew we were on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, "Peace out, Napoleon." But he was exactly like Kip Dynamite. He had the whole headband thing going down in the back. He had the glasses, and he had, his version of Urban Wear. And, man, that was the most shocking thing to see at 1:45 on a Sunday night / Sunday morning, Monday morning, after having a couple beers. That's what ended my All-Star weekend, was looking over and seeing Kip Dynamite up at the bar.
That is incredible.
That I swear to God, that existed in the year 2019.
Man.
In a major city in America.
I'm glad I unblocked you, too, because I was able to see you retweeted Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson.
Have you seen this
guy? PGA Tour just announced that shorts are allowed for pro-am and practice rounds. Word is they saw my Instructionals in shorts and felt this move needed to happen. Well played, sir. Well played. And Skin said, "Your butt is eating them shorts, though."
It's a picture of Phil hitting a ball and he's turned. And he had a huge calves.
They're gigantic. They're calves? Choppy calves.
Yeah. So when I saw that, the first thing I thought of is, what's Phil thinking? Hey, I just tweeted out this funny thing, and then some smartass retweets that your butt's eating the shorts.
Why did he pick a picture? I mean, dude, part of his shorts are actually inside his colon. What was he thinking?
It really is like the suck zone.
Have to try to make your butt that tight to pull your pants inside your butt that much. What was he doing?
It did look like a railroad tunnel.
I think he never...
Those are those new colonoscopy shorts.
He never looked above his calf. He was just staring at his calves going, "God, what a great picture." And then he put it out there and went, "Whoa."
At the end of the round, it's like, "You are cancer free."
Poor Phil was just out there just trying to have a little fun. And then,
oh, man.
That's pretty awesome.
So there you go. I mean, think about this, right?
An all-star weekend.
Dirk has an incredible weekend. He has a great showing. He's happy. Luke has a good showing. Still gets to go to the beach. He'll come back on Wednesday for this final stretch run and
somewhere in Charlotte, Kip Dynamite is hanging out at a Bar Louie in North Carolina.
Meanwhile,
1:45.
Meanwhile, one of the most popular newspapers in the entire country has weird headlines.
Did you get to
the big D Wave?
Did you get to connect with your buddy J. Cole?
I did. Well, I didn't see him in person, but he—I couldn't believe it—he did respond to a text.
Oh, very nice.
How about that?
What'd you think of that show? It looked pretty awesome.
I thought it was great.
I like how there wasn't a stage. It didn't seem like it was just people surrounding him.
Yeah, so he started under one basket and then went to midcourt and then finished on that stage where they all kind of come out or whatever and had the band behind him. But that's his town, man. I mean, that is, you know, Charlotte is it's real close to where he grew up, rather. But he got so much love there. He got a ton of love. And so my buddy Chopper from Fox Sports Southwest was there with this incredible camera with a huge lens on it. And so we're sitting up high, but he was getting these amazing pictures. And I retweeted a bunch of them and put a bunch of them on Instagram. And so he had three pictures of J. Cole that were incredible. And I sent them to Cole like right after the performance. Like, hey, man, my buddy just took these. I thought you might like them. And he hit back at me like, those are fire. Tell him thanks. I was
nice.
Like, dude, he just got off stage like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
That was cool because you never know if you're bothering somebody.
Yeah.
I'll just send this. He probably won't
respond. Great. That's awesome. So
good
all
weekend.
In all, amazing weekend.
Amazing weekend. And for Dirk. I mean, Dirk has got to be going, man, I haven't had an all-star weekend that good in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Long time.
And you think Luka, in terms of recruiting, you're more excited now than you have been even before you went this weekend?
Absolutely, man. I think the future for the Mavs is so bright, and I think Luka's right in the middle of all of this.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.